Welcome back, everybody. Keeping the momentum rolling here. Last session of the day. Certainly appreciate all of you and the as we get like narrower, not really narrow and narrower, but I feel like this session is going to be kind of in line with what Greg has said in both lessons prior to this, is the data tells the story. And what gets measured gets managed, and what gets managed gets improved. So today in this session, we're going to dive into the website analytics, what we should be paying attention to, maybe what we shouldn't be paying attention to, or maybe said differently, what we might focus on that isn't that big of a deal, and what other areas that we're kind of missing. So with that, I love this again. I get to play the color commentary and maybe just add in a few comments here and there from my point of view as the advisor, teaming up with someone like Greg or teaming up with Greg in the context of our working relationship with our firm. So this is like the best for me because like Allison's got her box of dots right there. I should add my bag of popcorn, just sit back and kind of enjoy the ride here. And every now and then, maybe give a little piece of value here and there. So,
You outed me,
Greg, what's that? I outed
You
you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
outed
I realized as soon as I said that, I'm like, he said I should hide it so that it's
me.
not in sight. So yes, I just totally busted you that you're hammering the dots behind the scenes there. But
It's
that's all
just
right.
so good. Yeah, movie
I've
sound
got my bag
popcorn
of trail
dots.
mix that I'm just hammering here as well, or that I might partake in here and there. But anyway, with that, again, housekeeping tasks before we get started. As you have questions, please use that Q&A function in the website analytics session in Cvent. Make sure to put those there. If you were in the last session, I did get through all of those questions. So if you did post a question there, go back to that session. I did put my answers or my thoughts and answers in those. And we'll go ahead and just dive in. We've got 75 minutes for this session. Allison, anything else that I missed there?
Nope, that's it. Thank you.
Greg, website dude, take it away.
Awesome.
That's going to be your business card, Greg. Greg
Website dude.
Wilmot,
Website dude. Works for
website
me. Oh, I see we have Mark. How you doing, Mark? Didn't see you in the last one. Good to see you, buddy. All right, let's go ahead and get started here. I'm gonna share my screen and we'll dive in. So I covered this. I delivered the same workshop last year, and oh my gosh, you're th probably thinking like, "Oh, website analytics. This is the most interesting topic ever." I'm gonna try to make it not so boring, right? But the reason why I like website analytics is because this is where I put the data behind the websites that work training, so that I can show you how what the data is telling us and how good of a job we're doing on some of the critical pieces of a website that works. The cool thing about data is it doesn't really lie. It can show biases for sure, but the data tells you what's going on, and what you want to be able to do is to interpret it so that you can make intentional informed decisions. So my goal today is to give you a high level of some of the most important metrics that will tell you how your site is doing. So let's just go ahead and jump in here. Don't think I need to be introduced again. But I'm Greg, I'm the website guy. Here we go. All right. So again, we're looking at website analytics. Help you get the most bang for your buck, like productive decision making, strategic decision making. So what we'll do in this session is the core training is going to be fairly short, so 25, 30 minutes. I'm going to co cover the three most important analytics, and then we're going to talk about how to interpret what they're telling you. So the story. We'll do a live Q&A, and I'm going to go through some website analytics. And then we're going to help you get started and set up analytics for your website if you haven't already. So we're going to go over all those steps so that you can take action on what you're learning today. Another invitation, follow me on LinkedIn, share any questions, results, and let's just connect. Greg Wilnau, Wilnau. So to get started, we'll talk about analytics and what are they. It's really simple. Website analytics are just data-driven insights about user behavior and engagement on your website. This is crucial for understanding your audience demographic, optimizing the performance of your site, and enhancing the user experience. They'll also tell you how good of a job you're doing with your SEO and your targeting so that you can update that targeting to produce better results. Basically, analytics just help you make informed decisions about your business growth and marketing strategies online. That's really all they really are. What analytics can tell you, as I hinted at earlier, they can tell you how good of a job your website is working. They can tell you if your ideal client recognizes that they're a good fit when they visit your site. I'm going to show you some specific analytics that will tell you that. It'll tell you how good of a job you're standing out from other advisors. And if you're getting calls booked, analytics will tell you how good of a job your targeting is. So we're going to get into that. We're about to dig into some data. And all the screenshots that I'm going to be sharing with you today are from Google Analytics. Google Analytics is free and it's fairly easy to use, even though there was a new version that was released that is a little bit more complicated. But nevertheless, it's still probably the best free option available, Google Analytics. But many of the website platforms that are out there include basic analytics and the basic analytics that we're going to go over today. So if you've got Squarespace, FMG Suite, those platforms typically come out of the box with basic analytics set up. I'm going to go into briefly how to set this up at the end of the presentation if you don't already have it, but just know that we're going to cover that. And in terms of the principles that we're going to go over for analytics, they're going to be pretty universal, so pretty foundational. With that, let's get started. All right, so the three most important analytics that we want to pay attention to are first, views by page, second, session duration and bounce rate, and then traffic source. Views by page, these are the pages that people spend the most time on. And session duration and bounce rate are how long people spend on your site and how useful they find it. That's what session duration and bounce rate tell you. And then traffic source, where people come from and their intent to invest in your services. So how people find you is a big indication on the quality of the traffic that you're targeting, the people who are visiting your site. And we're going to dig into all this stuff. All right, let's get started with views by page. So views by page can tell you which pages people visit the most, and they're usually, but not always, the pages that people spend the most time on, okay? And again, typically it's your top-level pages. They're the pages that your prospects visit before scheduling a call to check if they're the right fit or not. If you weren't in the previous session, top-level pages, that typically are the most visited pages on your site are your home page, your about page, your start here, your schedule call page, and your services page. If you've got high ranking blog posts and articles, those will also be some of the top visitor pages on your site as well. But we'll go into that more later. All right, so this is a screenshot of the views by page analytic. This is from Adam's website. These analytics are pretty good. So 20 to 40 seconds on each page. Oh, when they redid this presentation, it's kind of fuzzy. I don't know if you guys can see that, can you? Let me see if I can zoom in here a little bit. No, it's not letting me. Anyway, I think this should be big enough, but if not, let me know and we'll see what we can do.
What's the date range on that, Greg? I mean, I can pull up my analytics page real quick and maybe do a screen share.
The only thing about that, Adam, is the conversation that we had
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. The bot traffic.
Yeah.
I think this does a better example.
Stupid bots.
Yeah, it's all right. We'll fix it. Yeah, so about 20 to 40 seconds on each page. Bad would be if there were only a few seconds on these top level pages or not at all. So you can see this is the home page. This is his about page. Services page, his blog page, schedule a call page, and then his podcast page. But you can see the top visited pages are those top level pages. So if you look at the analytics for these pages, they'll tell you how well your site is structured and whether it's easy and clear for people to find the pages that they're looking for. You can then make tweaks to your site designed to improve results. And I'll give you examples of how to do that in a few minutes. Remember, let's say this is your home page, right? This is your schedule a call page. Say this is your about page. This is your services page. What people will typically do is they'll go back and forth between these pages multiple times in different ways. They might click on the top menu item, the top menu items in your top menu to find the pages. They might click links that are embedded within these pages to visit back and forth and calls to action. The point is people really explore these top level pages. So you want them to contain all the key information that they need to identify if they're a good fit or not, and understand what you do and where to go next. So that is page views. Now let's talk about session duration and bounce rate. This tells you how clear your message and next steps are, whether or not that's clear and specific. So session duration is simply how long people spend on your site before they leave. Bounce rate is simply the percentage of people who view a page on your website and then don't view any other pages. These can tell you how clear your message is and if what you want people to do next is articulated clearly. If your site is also speaking to your ideal target client and it's easy to find what they're looking for, they'll stay on your website longer, they'll click on more stuff, and they'll be more likely to become a lead instead of clicking away. The number one rule here is don't make people think. If the message or next steps on your site aren't clear and specific, or if they're kind of vague, then people aren't going to stick around to try to figure it out. They'll leave. That's because the way that people consume content on a website is different than, say, reading a book, for example. When people visit a website, like I think when you visit a website, you're going there for a specific purpose. So you're hunting for what you're there for. You're looking for that thing. People will typically scan headlines and subheadlines to get an idea of where to find what they're looking for. And if things are unclear or if there are too many options, again, you know, they'll just leave. So we're going to look at Adams above the fold again. So we'll pay closer attention to these four boxes, right? For the next steps that each say learn more. And then after the top of the homepage, who the service is for and the next step we want them to take are clear. It's just one. We remove those options and have the single call to action click to get started. Okay. We condensed all the four possible next steps into one single step, and it really helps crystallize the message saying what the firm does, who it's for, and then implying if this is you, click here to get started. And this is one of the big reasons for the change in the data. All right. Okay. The more time people spend on your site, remember, the more likely they will be to schedule a lead. So it's all about those top level pages, making things clear, concise, and easy to find. All right, let's talk a little bit more about traffic source. So this is where people come from and how they find your websites. This is also an indication of their intent to invest in your services. All right, let's talk about traffic source. Traffic is simply people visiting your site. That's all traffic is, unless it's, there's also bot traffic. There's different types of traffic. But for our purpose today, we're talking about people who are visiting your site. And then source is where they came from, okay? And there are several sources. Some common ones are organic, so people typing into Google search. Direct, so people typing your URL, your website URL into the browser directly. We have referral traffic, so this, they're coming from another website. Email, they're coming from email, and social, they're coming from social media. I'm going to talk about these briefly, and then I'll give an example of how to spot opportunities with the analytics. See if there's anything. Let me look at my notes and see if there's anything I wanted to cover on this. No. Some quick tips for improving your traffic sources, just so you understand how the actions correlate to the source. To improve direct traffic, you can improve your user experience and tell more people about your site. If people have heard of you before, that's how they're going to your website directly. They're typing in your URL into their browser. Organic SEO optimization, so higher quality content. For social media, more engaging content linked to your website when relevant. Email, writing better emails, and then adding links to your website. Typically what we'll do for our clients is we'll announce posts that are published on the site. We'll send them out via newsletter, and the newsletter will include our clients' kind of thoughts on the content. By the way, I don't know if you guys can hear me, but I have a storm coming and I have Starlink internet, which is great. But sometimes if storms come, I might lose signal. So if that happens, just know what's going on and I'll just hop on my hotspot. Okay.
Appreciate that, Zup.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about source and the quality of traffic. So before I give an example of analytics, email analytics, I want to set some expectations here, because where people arrive from tells us a lot about the behavior that they take on your website and what you can expect from them. Direct traffic, which are people who already know about you coming directly to your site. Direct traffic is typically the most responsive and the most engaged because they arrive to your site because they've already heard of you. All right. People who know you already are much more likely to take the actions you want them to take on your site because trust has been established. That's just, it's, you know, that's just the way it is. That makes sense. But I'll give you a quick example. So this is Benjamin Brandt's website. He's a Limitless alum. And he hosts a Retirement Starts Today radio podcast. Notice the Get the Toolkit button. All right, when you click that button, this pops up for his Ultimate Retire Ready Toolkit. Now, here are some of the conversion rates for that pop-up, for his entire website, rather. You have the percentage of people who view the form versus sign up for it right here. And just depends on the page that you're viewing. Now, 49%, 40%, 50%, these are pretty good conversion rates. And the reason that these are so high is because Ben has a podcast. So when people visit his site, it's either direct or referral traffic because they've been listening to this, to his podcast, and they know him already. So there's already trust established. All right, let's talk about how to see some opportunities with source traffic. So this is a screenshot of visitors by region in the analytics dashboard. So visitors by region. A good way to know if you have some opportunity for local SEO is to use your analytics to look at the state where your office is located. Like, let's say you're located in North Carolina. And if your region, so if your state occupies the top spot, you're doing pretty well. What if it doesn't? So let's say your office is located in North Carolina, and you're ranking fourth or fifth, or in other words, New York's above, California's above, or Texas, then that tells us that there's opportunities for local SEO. We can go into this more as we explore the data during these reviews, but just know that's a pretty good way to tell how good of a job you're targeting. Okay, so if you want to look at your source traffic by region, if you're not in the top three, I recommend signing up for Google My Business profile. This is one of the first things we do for our clients when we help them with their local SEO. Just go to google.com/business. It is free, and this will help you get started, okay? Just a basic profile if you don't have one already. It'll also make it so that people could leave Google reviews for you if they wanted to, right, which is really important for ranking. You might want to navigate this with your compliance department, but we found that you can't really stop people from leaving reviews and sharing their experiences. But again, I know some people are, approach this in a way that feels comfortable for you, but we've been working with a lot of compliance officers since the SEC rules have changed, and we've been finding a lot of success with it and working with advisors on it. So definitely check out your compliance officer and how you want to approach this. But definitely check out google.com/business to set that profile up. All right, let's talk about some next action steps. So sign up for Google Analytics if you haven't already. It's free, and then add it to your website. What you want to do, though, once you add it, is wait a few days. Typically, I'll recommend waiting 30 so that that data can start to come in, and then look at these analytics. Look at views by page, so how many people are visiting what pages, and then how long people are staying, and then how many people are visiting and then not clicking on anything and just leaving. And then also look at the traffic source. This will tell you how good of a job you're doing on the usability of your site. What if your top level pages are easy to find, if your message is clear and your next steps are obvious, and then traffic source will help you better understand how good of a job your SEO is and where your opportunity is there. Okay. I talked about a lot of this. Do you guys want me to go into this? Do you think I should go into this in detail and go through all of this? Or actually, I probably should, just so that you can have, everyone can have analytics on their site. Like I said at the beginning, your website platform probably includes analytics right out of the box. So if you're not sure, just contact your platform support for more info. They can help you out. But typically, these are really easy to find. Like, as soon as you log in, you can access that. If you're not sure how to add analytics to your site, what I recommend doing is a quick Google search. So you'll just need the name of your website platform, whether it be Squarespace, F&G Suite, Advisor Sites, and just type in Google search, does F&G Suite work with Google Analytics? And then search for how to add Google Analytics to F&G Suite or Squarespace or Advisor Sites. That way you can just get the analytics going and have some data as a baseline. It'll probably take about 10 to 15 minutes. But if you have any questions, again, shoot me a message on LinkedIn, and I'd be glad to help you. All right, next step is once the data starts coming in, just let it come in and then review the data. So typically wait 30 days and then compare the data with the strategies that we cover today and think about, your highest viewed pages. How much time do people spend on them? And what you're learning today in this session and then the previous session for Websites That Work provide a really good framework and a foundation for you to get a lot of value in determining where opportunities on your website are, where some low-hanging fruit is, and why people might be getting hung up. We also have this worksheet for you to help you work through this. So definitely check that out if you haven't already. Just to quickly guide you through the mental model, using your homepage as an example, when you look at your homepage, do you think it articulates what you do and who it's for? Does it do that well? Does it give a clear next step? Sometimes it can feel overwhelming, so I recommend just identifying one thing you could change that would have the biggest impact. Either your homepage above the fold, your about page, or your schedule a call page. Those typically have the biggest impact on results. Let's see. And again, reach out to me on LinkedIn with any questions. Sorry, I'm trying to get through this kind of fast so that we can get to the content and the analytics reviews, because I know that's going to take a little bit longer. But... And then I think that's it. Yep. All right. Q&A.
You want to give us a solo on the drum set? No questions yet have been asked.
Which band? Just kidding.
All right. There we go. Terry asks, I'm building a YouTube channel. Is it good or bad practice to have my YouTube videos also available on my firm's website via YouTube link or hosted by Wistia? Any SEO benefit?
Yeah, this is a great question. So I'll explain what to do here. I am going to pull up YouTube really quick. Give me 1 second. And then I'll show you how to embed it on your site, because that's definitely something that I recommend. Let's see what's a good let's do, I don't know, Rick and Morty. So let's say you have your YouTube channel, and what I recommend doing is posting articles on your website and then embedding your YouTube videos into the articles. So what you would do is you would click share on the video that you want to embed on your website, and then click embed, and then copy and paste this into the content of your website, and it'll pull in the video and people will be able to view it on your website. The two largest search engines in the world are Google search and YouTube. So with posting the videos on YouTube, you get the benefit of the YouTube search engine, but also embedding the YouTube videos on your website, you get the benefit of also being able to leverage Google search. So I definitely would recommend doing that. And this is how. So just go to the video that you want to embed, click share, click embed, and then copy that and then paste it into your blog article, and then click publish.
Hey, Greg, just a follow up on that, if you would. When I've done that in the past and used the YouTube link, so the video plays out, and then it'll show a screen of like a whole bunch of YouTube videos, like it does when you watch regular YouTube, and it looks kind of crappy, in my opinion. Any thoughts on that? As opposed to, I have used like Wistia before, and just looks so much cleaner and more professional, but does that impact the SEO?
Yes, it does. And you're right. You should be able to change the suggested videos at the end of videos that show up on your YouTube. Okay. What I use Wistia for is if I'm building like a sales funnel and I don't want them to receive any other suggested content that isn't my own. In my opinion, being able to leverage Google search and YouTube search outweighs the cost of them displaying suggested content at the end of the video, because you gain the benefit of the added SEO. But that's not the case if it's a funnel and people are opting in to receive the videos and you're sharing them via Wistia. So if
or,
you're,
or if
if
I've,
you're,
if I've set up my channel where I'm the one having the picking the suggested videos, has that impacted it at all?
Yeah, you would have more control over the videos that are suggested.
Okay.
You can do that in Creator Studio.
And so the bottom line you're saying is it's more of an SEO benefit to use YouTube, use that link as opposed to using a little bit better looking Wistia or some other provider link.
Right.
Gotcha.
That's my recommendation. The exception is if you're building a course or a marketing funnel, and you don't and you want to remove any distractions, you want to have more and complete control over the presentation of the video,
okay,
then I would do something like Wistia. But
makes sense.
For everything else, I mean, YouTube's just, in my opinion, the pros definitely outweigh the cons.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
Yeah. All right. So are we ready to look at some analytics?
How do you know if someone is leaving without clicking your website?
Bounce rate.
Bounce rate, yeah.
Bounce rate. You'll be given a percent. Bounce rate is a percentage. So like, let's say it's your bounce rate is 80%. That means only 2 out of every 10 people who visit your website click on something else before leaving. So you want to get that bounce rate down. And the better job you do targeting the messaging on the site and the calls to action typically is what you found is the best way to reduce that bounce rate to ensure that more people are visiting the site.
What's a good bounce rate?
Yeah,
zero.
It depends on industry. I would look at anything that's above 50% would be too high. But it's not uncommon for sites to that are some of the sites that I've worked on did like, I don't know, I think during its heyday, Good Financial Sense would was making Jeff just he was killing it on that site. And his bounce rate was really high. It was like 80%. But for a smaller site with more direct traffic, anything that's below 50 would be a much
that's
better.
Right.
Yeah.
Jeff, the OG of the space.
Yeah, man.
I think, that site was pulling in some serious coin.
Yeah, his business model, if you're not familiar with Jeff Rose.
Jeff Rose,
yeah, founder of goodfinancialsense.com. He started that website as a financial advisor and wanted to write blog posts to help him get clients. And he was the first one. He was one of the first people to do that, to have that concept.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it ended up working so well that he stopped serving his clients. He shut down his practice and just did blogging full time. And I think in the height of that website's success, he was making like $600,000
a month
or something.
Yeah.
Jeff
yeah, it
Rose.
Was insane. It was it. What's
Jeff
that?
Rose.
What's his name? Oh, Jeff Rose. Okay.
Jeff Rose. Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was about that. I thought it was like $500,000 a month in overall, something like that. And then I don't remember what he sold it for, but it was obviously a very, very beneficial exit. Let's say that.
Yeah.
So, Greg, so you talked about how the session duration, anything, 20 to 40 seconds is good. And then what was the key metric for the views on page and traffic source? Like, how do we know what is good and what is not?
Yeah, let's go back to that slide. Session duration and bounce rate, those are the biggest ones. Was that related to this? I'm sorry.
Yes, you said the three most important was views by page, session duration, bounce rate, and then traffic source. So do you have any key metric for views by page? Like,
you know, do you need a certain amount of views on the page, or that's just which page is being viewed?
Yeah, that's a great question. So what views by page tells you is how well your site's structured and if people are able to find the most important pages when they're determining whether or not they're a good fit before they schedule a call. So that's views by page will give you that number. So if you look at Adam's most visited pages, they're all his top level pages. So his homepage, his about page, his services page, his blog page, and his schedule a call page. That's really what you're looking for. Your views by page will tell you how good of a job you're doing, making it easier for people to find those top level pages, learn more about you, and then schedule a call.
Okay. And then the traffic source, the organic versus the social media or something else. Was there anything important there to note?
So the reason why I wanted to share that information was so that you knew where you had a basic understanding of the ways that people find websites. If you want to drive more traffic to your website from social, you need to link to it. Typically, the purpose of social media is really where the conversation kind of happens, but conversion happens typically on your website. So when we're talking about like your top of funnel, getting people into your marketing funnel, if you're wanting to drive more traffic from social, increasing engagement and linking to your website from your social posts is the best way to do that. It's just one of the ways people find your site in one of the categories of traffic. So when you go into your analytics and you look at traffic source, it'll tell you how many people you're driving from social, how many people are direct, how many people are referral, how many people are organic, how many people are email. And that'll give you an idea of where the opportunity lies for improvement and how to increase traffic from those different sources. Mm-hmm. Any other questions before we jump into looking at some data together? No? All right, let's go ahead.
While you're bringing that up, Matt asked the question, how do you recommend advisors seek Google reviews? My thought, Matt, is I think that's also a compliance, a CCO question. So with the huge disclaimer that you're following the SEC's marketing rules, as far as how you have to survey your entire client base, the type of questions that you're asking, et cetera, like that's with that big disclaimer that you're doing that first, Greg, any additional, maybe clarifying thoughts on how advisors seek Google reviews?
Yeah. So typically what we recommend to our clients is a two-step process. We have a whole process and a template for it, but essentially you look for it. You want to ask when it's an opportunistic time. So when your client is happy or has expressed satisfaction with work that you're doing, or, you know, just feels like a good time to ask. And then you just ask them, hey, would you be open to sharing your experience of what it's like to work with us on Google? And you can do that via email or via one-on-one conversation, whatever you feel is most appropriate. And then if they say yes, say, okay, great. Go here. Here's the link to do it. There are more nuances to that, but that's the basic process. It's just a two-step process. First, opportunistic focus. Ask if they'd be open to it. And then if they say yes, give them a specific instructions and a link to leave. Where you want them to go to leave it, which would be just a direct link to your Google business profile, which is why I suggested setting one up first. So like a good time is typically right after you've completed a financial plan for a new client, or maybe after you've met with one of your clients during surge and things are going well, or they're just happy. A thing that I it's an important distinction to make is that oftentimes people think testimonials are about results. And really what you want is when people leave reviews is to leave a review of what it's like to work with you, the experience, not like, hey, they made me $500 this month. Yeah. Or whatever it is, right? Like, that's not what it's about. You want people to share their experience of working with you. And putting that as context along with the link that you want them for the location that you want them to leave the Google review at. So the link to your Google profile is one of the best ways that we recommend approaching that.
Okay.
Yeah. Any other questions?
Again, I'll bookend that with make sure you're consulting with your compliance attorney about how to survey your clients, that you're not cherry picking, because you can't cherry pick. If you're going to ask one, you've got to ask all of them. So you got to just make sure that you're doing it, or that you got to disclose, you know, can't steer for positive review. You can't give them they have to be free to leave or leave whatever feedback that they want. So again, there's just those boxes to check from a compliance standpoint as well. And Limitless is not in the business of providing compliance advice. So
yeah. Any other questions?
Nope. Rock and roll.
All right, let's get into some analytics. So the first person on the list is Andy.
I think let's go ahead and just jump to Julie and Matthew, if that's okay with you, Greg.
Sure.
Okay, awesome.
I did get a chance to review your site during the last session, but that's okay. I would like to propose, let's look at your analytics first. So let me pull up my notes here and say, hey, Julie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. Excited to talk to you and look at your stuff together. A couple quick questions. Mm-hmm. You said you redesigned your site in the past 6 months.
Yes.
And you rated your site a 7 out of 10, which is, you know, pretty good, not too bad. Can you help me understand a little bit more about kind of where your head's at with your site, and kind of what motivated you to have me have us review it?
Sure. We just launched it in literally February of this year.
Okay.
And full disclosure, I have read every article, I think, a blog post that you've ever written. Loved your session last year. We were in the thick of it. And I basically took everything the other provider was providing. I'd already paid them. Otherwise, I would have switched midstream. So I kind of took over the process and got it live. So it was the longest website launch, I think, in probably history of man, because it took like 2 years. But it is up. It is live. So that's why I'm like, I would love to have you take a look. But the other thing is, when I look at our SEO, I just don't know that.
Yeah,
I just don't think it's working well. We've just had so many problems with them. Just today, when I'm looking to get ready for today, they had shut off our Google Analytics. No idea why. And I had to go in there because I'm like, how could I have had 0 visitors? Well, apparently when they were fixing something else they broke on May 20th, they shut off our Google Analytics. So I got them to turn it back on. So I was looking at, I'm trying to figure out, how do I compare how we're doing now versus before? Is it working? Is it not working? We had the lead magnet light. We've got the pieces that you recommend. I want to make sure they're cohesive, and I want to make sure it is working.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of confidence after everything I've experienced with them.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm sorry that you had that experience. That's always frustrating. Let's go ahead and take a look. Would you like me to do just a quick kind of review of the site first before we dig into the data, or do you have a preference?
I will take whatever you are willing to give.
Okay. Let me just scroll through here. So as I'm going through this, when we talk about your top level pages and people really needing to explore those and the importance of funneling traffic to the right pages and context. When I look at this, there is, these are all, I don't know if it, you guys could tell, but every single image on here is AI generated. I could just tell it, but they look really good, don't they? It's come a long way.
All the ones they originally provided, because I also sourced all the images, I had seen them on every other financial advisor's website, and I was just like, no.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I'm sorry, you're not
sharing your screen anymore.
Yeah. Okay. If you're going to.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Thank you.
There we go.
All right. So let's look at. Let's look at your about first. Okay, so what I like about this is you do have the upside down approach, right? So you're starting with questions that they have on their mind, and you know, it's not too bad. And then you say, hey, you know, we can relate. We've been there. We help people like you, da, 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 da. But the one thing that I would recommend is I would really recommend, you really want to have a call to action. So right after you, you say, hey, this is you. You've got these questions. If that's you, you're in the right place. We can help you with that. The first step is, you know, our discovery process where we go over three ways to help you clarify your finances and see if we're a good fit to work together. Click here to learn more or schedule a call, right? You really just want to have that call to action there.
In addition to what you have permanently pressed into the upper right into become a client.
Yeah, that for the button in the become a client. Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Am I reading too much into this, Greg? Am I thinking that become a client is too presumptuous? That's asking someone to make too much of a leap instead of become a client. Julie, is the first step there actually just schedule a call?
This is something that would be worth split testing to see if it changes. When I first read this, it is kind of presumptuous, become a client, but it is specific to the intent behind why they would click, like they would learn more about the process. So this would be a great candidate for split testing. And I would definitely add a call to action here. Because remember, with these top level pages, people do move back and forth. So we really want to make sure that we're all the content of each one of the top level pages directs them to the action that we want them to take, which is we really want them to schedule a call. All right, let's move down here. You have your team. That's good. Let me open. What is this, your experience? What's the difference between Why Ignite and About Us? Let's look at that. So the way that I would think of this is, let's close this. There's kind of mixed. Sorry, there's this stupid mosquito buzzing around me, biting me. I would almost think of these as three about pages.
Okay.
Right? Like, because a lot of the information that's here, I think, is kind of redundant.
Okay.
Or said a different way, but the kind of purpose of it could be covered by the about page and would reduce their need to click back and forth to visit different pages. Can you explain the kind of the motivation to me for separating these pages?
Your experience is more about, that's more of the deep dive into the services and what all we cover.
Okay. Yeah, let's look at this page. So I know having a menu item that just says services feels really lame and boring. And there's a lot of different ways to try to say that, but sometimes clarity and specificity is better. Because with your experience, it's not super clear that it would be services pages, and just calling it, you know, services.
Yeah.
Might be better for user experience, something to test. I'm just going back and forth. How we do it, this goes back to your experience.
Mm-hmm.
About us to experience. Okay. And then this goes to your schedule a call page. Yeah, I'd be curious to know how people are navigating through these pages. So maybe what we could do is let's look at some of your data.
Okay. That's what I would love to know.
Yeah. So I think what we'll need to do is to avoid having to give me access to your Google Analytics.
Mm-hmm. If you I'm could logged just, in.
Yeah. Okay, great. Your screen? If you could, yeah, and then give me remote access. You got it.
All right, you'll have to unshare.
Yep. And also Google Search Console.
Okay. That one I don't have up yet. So that's kind of, but once you have control, you can grab that because I'll already be logged in. I think you can request control.
Yep. Just going to expand my screen. It's actually not. It's not letting me take control. Usually there's an option that says request remote control, but I'm not seeing.
I'm going to make you host. Let's give that a try.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead and give it a try now.
Why is it doing that? Let's see. Well, we'll just do what we can. Let me check one more thing. I might just have to delegate you moving around because for some reason it's not letting me. All right. All right. So a couple things that stand out. You actually do have a decent amount of traffic from organic search, which is good. So remember we're talking about traffic source?
Yeah.
So you've got a lot of direct traffic and a lot of organic traffic. Decent amount of referral traffic too. Something else that stands out to me is you have a lot of visits from Poland. Any idea why that might be?
Nope.
Okay.
No
well,
idea.
All right. I have some... ideas of what it might be, but let's go back to that. If you could scroll down a little bit and let's look at views by page. So on the right here, which pages and screens get the most views? So you could see your homepage, your about page, services page, and your pricing page.
Okay, that's the thing. Some of these pages, these are our old pages. We don't even have a services pricing. Those are the old pages. That's why I'm like confused why it's doing this. That's why I'm like questioning the data when I was looking at it.
Yeah. All right. This is from February. Okay. This is.
Yeah, so I did it there because that's when February the website went live. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's why. So it's showing the old pages.
No, the new site went live in February. So that was what I was trying to do is that period where it was live, but yet working. So if you see here where the website traffic went like way up, that would be because of that's when the new launch. So I was trying to show that time period.
Okay.
Let's and then May 20th is where they broke something and then it goes literally drops to zero.
Let's try filtering by more recent activity. Let's do the last 90 days.
You got
Let's
it.
just see what changes.
It's going to go to zero.
No data available. All right.
Yeah, so I was up here, and then they, whatever they did, they shut it off, and then it just, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, it's going to be hard to give a good view of what's going on with the new design without having the data. Do me a favor and let's filter it back from when the site did go live.
Okay, so let's say we're just going to say like March 1 through. Sometime in. Okay, it didn't pick it up.
Did they, it looks like based on what this data is telling me that it's still not fixed.
Well, they fixed it like this morning. So if
Okay. All
it's
right. Well,
saying it's
that's
not fixed, all of a sudden I started getting visitors unless they broke it again.
okay. So it's going to be challenging to review the current site, the current design based off of the old design's data. Let's do this. Let me look. I want to see where, if there's any content, how your content targeting is. Could you
Okay.
open up your Google Search Console?
How do I get to that again? I did it earlier under admin.
Just, it's actually, I think you'll need to open up a new tab and then you should just be able to type in Google Search Console. Is Search Console set up where you just need to log
I
in?
don't know. Again, I don't know.
Okay, so it looks like it's not set up.
Okay, that's another problem.
How does console differentiate differ from the analytics? And is that important?
Yeah, so Search Console is really good about giving you an idea of how your content is performing in Google search and the general health of your site. So like any keywords that people are searching for that you're ranking for, any articles that you've written, your best performing articles are there. It'll also give you an indication of click-through rates, so how many people are searching for you versus how many people actually visit. And it's just really good for a high level understanding of what your top performing pieces are. So what I would typically do is look at the top performing pieces, like the top one to three. And then the search terms that people are using to find those pieces, and then I could use that to determine how well how good of a job the targeting is.
Okay.
But
And
since
since now that's
search
set up, we can't do that. So I will have to do that subset because they never even mentioned any of this. This is again part of why I would be a little frustrated because I would like to think all this stuff was already set up,
yeah.
but it was not. So guys, little note, who you pick for your web design matters.
Let's do this, Julie. Send me an email. And what I'd like to do is we need a little bit more time for that new data to start kicking in. And then I would love to have Google Search Console set up. So shoot me an email and let's get a follow-up going. I'd like to do a review and then look at this for you in more detail. But I just need this. This stuff set up going
No, that
first.
makes total
Otherwise, it's not going
sense.
to be very effective.
Okay, awesome.
So
All right,
I
well, I will
apologize for
then, I
that.
guess, move on to Matthew, and I appreciate the I appreciate
Yeah,
your
it's okay.
time.
No, we got a next step going to fix it. So
That's
it's
it.
just, progress.
Thank you.
All right, who's next? We have
Mine, yeah, mine
Andy,
has.
Chrissy, Julie. No, we just did Julie. Is Andy here?
I don't think Andy is, so let's go ahead and pick up with Matthew. Maybe we
Matthew?
should pick up where he left off. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's great. All right. Matthew, hello again.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good. All right, you can see my screen here.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Let me look at this. Sorry, I was seeing if like there was any other request remote control, but it's look like it might be because I'm not signed in. That's okay.
Matthew,
we'll do what we can.
Yeah. Is Matthew, are you able to see the option remote control on your Zoom?
No, I think I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
I don't see it on mine either here.
Excuse me. Yeah, maybe it's just disabled in the settings or something. I don't know, but we'll make it work.
Could be.
Okay. So, Matthew, this is the new Google Analytics dashboard for GA4. It's not nearly as useful as the default Google Analytics dashboard for GA3.
Okay.
But if we click out of there, you'll see...
click here?
No, you already did it. On the left-hand side, click on that reports.
Okay.
Okay. And we could see that we still do have some of the key data that we're looking for. So you're actually doing really well with organic search and page search, but your targeting, you said there's definitely concerns about targeting.
Yes.
So I want to look at your search console to get a better idea of what's going on there. But do me a favor and just scroll down just a little bit. Okay. All right.
Good there?
Yep. Okay. So the quality, the traffic looks decent. Most of the traffic's coming from the United States, which is good news. You've got a lot of direct traffic. You guys do much with social?
Facebook.
Okay. Scroll down a little bit more. All right, a little bit. Okay, there we go. Which pages and screens get the most views? Okay.
Sorry, one more. Okay.
Scroll up a little bit more for me if you don't mind. I'm just looking at the page title and screen. Okay, so these are your so I'm guessing that first page, if you would just hover over it, so this is your home page. This is pretty typical. Now, it looks like your 2023 tax planning ebook, which is a conversion page, is also getting a decent amount of traffic. I didn't see that landing page on your...
Yeah, as I was going to say, I don't know if that page is different, because we do it's a 24 one now. I don't know if the page is different.
Okay. Could you do me a favor and just pop in the URL for that page, because it might be a metadata thing.
I don't know what it's called. What did I call it? 2024. I don't know if this will get it. Is that a way? Do I know what it's called based on this?
Try copying and pasting that into Google, the bar, and just see what happens.
Yeah.
No worries. Tax planning for you and your family, or do any of those look like it?
I think these are all blog posts, I think.
Okay. Do you have Search Console?
I'm working on it over here. No, I don't right now. I'm logged into GoDaddy. Is it
Okay.
quick to link or?
Yeah, so what you'll need to do is you'll just need to you need to f confirm that you own the property. So you just need to copy and paste the code into your GoDaddy dashboard. Follow the instructions, they're super easy, and then it'll be able to start collecting data. The reason why I want to do that is because I want to know I want to know where that traffic's going to, which posts and which landing pages, and it's difficult to know what those are without having Google Search Console. Because if you're getting a lot of traffic to that conversion page, and if something on it isn't set up right, oh, there we go. Okay, cool. All right, let's go to, let's see, where do we want to go? Let's go to, let me look at your indexing really quick. So go under on the left-hand side, click on pages. Okay, scroll down for a little bit for me. Okay. Reason why I wanted to see this is because indexing means that if you think of Google search as like a filing cabinet, the pages that are indexed are the ones that are added to the filing cabinet that Google knows are aware is aware of that exist. And if certain pa some pages you don't want to be indexed, but other pages you do. So I wanted to get an understanding of how that was looking for you because you said that some traffic wasn't doing that great, and this can be an indication of what's going on. Okay, let's click out of here and let's go to search results if you don't mind really quick. Okay. All right, perfect. So this tells us your average position 33.9 and queries. So this is what people are searching for, the specific things that they're entering into Google when they're finding you online. So if you scroll down a little bit, see where it says queries. So you're pulling up for stuff like things to do in, yeah. So your
So
most
like this,
visited
maybe this
search
block,
word is,
this is one
yeah.
block that we wrote. Like, so should we remove that? Because the block actually has nothing to do with finance. It was just like going into summer. Hey, if you're going to Northern Arizona, here's some things to look at.
Yeah. The intent of that traffic is for like a travel blog.
Right, exactly.
I would take it down, do like a 404 or 301 redirect or whatever it's called. 'Cause you really want to make sure that you isolate. And like the first looks like things to do, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The first six terms you're ranking for have nothing to do with finance.
And the next, these like Warren, like this is also a worthless blog post, I think, this Warren
Right.
Buffett one.
Exactly.
Okay.
So just going in here and looking at this is really useful because it could tell you at a high level how good of a job your SEO targeting is. And the pages that the posts that are currently driving the most traffic have nothing to do with intent. So SmartVestor Pro near me, that's do you have a SmartVestor Pro landing page on your site? I don't think I
Yes.
saw that.
Yeah, we
You do?
do.
I would consider adding that as top navigation or as to a section to your website. So that it's easier to find because it looks like you are getting for that search term. Yeah. And I didn't.
Okay.
Yeah. Only reason I say that is because you're getting search traffic, organic search traffic for that for the SmartVestor Pro program. So you're probably missing out on opportunities if people can't find more information about SmartVestor Pro and how you approach that. So definitely consider making that easier to find on the site.
Okay.
All right, let's click by. Yeah, see places to visit in Northern Arizona.
Right, right, right.
Man. Yeah, see Dave Ramsey Financial Advisor near me. You're also ranking for that. Tech Professional Financial Advisor. That's good targeting. That's something that you're wanting to target, or an ideal client. You might have zero clicks, but a lot of impressions. So the way that this works is when people type in Google search tech professional financial advisor, one of your articles is showing up in the search results, but the title of the article and the description of the article isn't compelling, which is why people aren't clicking.
Okay.
So what I would do is, especially since this is just right on your targeting, I would want to get more clicks from search to the view of the article on the site. So I would test changing the title of the article and then changing the description, the metadata description of the article, so that displays differently in Google search than what's currently there.
Is it now, you know, you're saying this is an article or this is my, this is the, it,
your,
this is,
I don't know which site. So, the queries are search terms that people are searching for and entering into Google search and that you are ranking for. So your content is pulling up and showing in Google search. I don't know exactly which page it is. If you click on pages. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Go back. My bad. Right next to queries. Yeah. So these are the most visited pages and posts on your site based on the queries.
Okay.
So you could. So it's really interesting to me that things to do. Yeah. Like places to visit in Northern Arizona. That's
crushing. Maybe I should. Yeah. Redirect that and have a travel blog.
I'm just looking at this. All right, this is also the last 3 months. So let's go back to the previous page so that we can look at the most visited pages again. So I'm sorry, click on the pages tab again. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
All right. Five Warren Buffett quotes guide your investing business. Man, you're getting a lot of impressions and a decent amount of clicks. Does this have anything to do with?
I wrote this blog like 6 or 7 years ago, and yeah, okay. Like it was
okay.
I think I can't imagine this is generating any qualified traffic to the page.
Okay. So if I were to focus on, let's say three things, the one that's just below that, meet East Valley Financial Advisor Team, then meet Chandler, Arizona Financial Advisor Team, and then the Dave Ramsey SmartVestor Pro. Those pages, I think, are where most of the opportunity lies because it's where you're getting a decent amount of traffic. And what I would start doing is I would start split testing those pages to see if I can get more leads and conversions from them. Because okay. It's a lot harder to get more traffic than it is to improve conversions if you've got decent targeting. It just takes way more work to try to get more traffic. But because you have control and ownership over your site and the experience. So what you can do is the pages that you're getting traffic to is start doing different split tests that are designed to see if you can get more leads from those pages.
This is how many people have visited these pages independently over the last. So like this page is getting like on average 100 a month, 200 a month, 3,000 yeah. a month.
Let's look at one of these. Let's click on Meet East Valley Financial Advisor Team.
And then, Greg, just to let you know, we're about 2 minutes over. Yep. So we'll be starting the closing session in about 30 seconds.
Sorry, everybody.
Can you also tell us what you'll be covering at the live session next week?
So I'm going to guide you through creating a working marketing funnel and a lead magnet. So I'll help you create a custom lead magnet based on a concept. And then I'll help you create a 4-part email sequence that's designed to go out to people who sign up for the lead magnet and encourage them to get value from it and then contact you for next steps. So I'm going to be going around and helping everybody. And I also have a tool that I created to help you produce those results and create that content. And I'm only going to make it live during the event itself because it costs money. So that's what we'll be doing.
And you're leading a couple of sessions, right?
Yes.
So which session will this be in?
This will be the Build Your Marketing Funnel one.
Okay. Okay. And then will you also be doing this website evaluation there?
Yeah, I'll be doing more reviews like this.
Great.
We can find some time, Roshani, when we're in Denver next week. We can get together and go over yours.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, really quick. Yeah, so since I didn't get enough time to get through all these, I'd like to still do them for everybody that wanted to, but that we didn't finish. So over the next, I don't know, 2 weeks, I'm planning on going through all of these. Any one that I didn't get a chance to go through. So I've got your contact information, so I'll be able to follow up with you and complete those. If you don't have Google Search Console, definitely set that up. Also, I'm going to be completing some at the workshop too. So anything that we didn't get to today, we could go over then if you have any questions. I know these take a little bit longer than sometimes we have time for. So I apologize and appreciate everybody's patience.
No, thanks. Thanks, Greg. That's super good. It gave me, seriously, that stupid Northern Arizona blog. Like I was looking at that and I would like look at, because I know what pages are like hitting. I'm like, dude, we're crushing it with that blog, man. That was really well written. Good for us. You know, it's like, nope, just the opposite.
All right, everybody. Greg, dude, marathon session today times three. So well done. Appreciate you being here and sharing all your insight and your expertise. We'll see you in Denver, obviously, next week. I know we'll see a lot of you in Denver next week as well. We'll end this session and meet everybody in the closing session with Steph. So see you out there, everybody.